Star Wars 7x7 episode 3019. Today, the back half of my conversation with Saskia Marleveld and Mark Thompson, the narrators for Leia and Han, and other characters as well, for The Princess and the Scoundrel audiobook presentation. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So, as I mentioned yesterday, Penguin Random House Audio did something unusual for an unusual book with The Princess and the Scoundrel, which came out in August. That book has alternating chapters told from Leia and Han's individual perspectives, and so they brought in two narrators to do the audiobook presentation, Saskia Marleveld, who has done Leia in the past, also in addition to doing one of my favorite audiobook presentations, which was the original Alphabet Squadron novel, and then Mark Thompson, who of course has done, you know, tons of Star Wars work and some Han Solo work, of course, as well. He is the guy who does the Han Solo chapters. And then the two of them together do a joint presentation of that final chapter. And today we're going to wrap up that conversation. Things that we've talked about yesterday and in today's episode include how they found out about them being recruited for this particular gig, what they thought about the novel, what they think about, you know, Han and Leia and how they prepared for their presentations of the material, what the recording process was like, and much more. But without further ado, let's get into the second half of the conversation with audiobook narrators Saskia Marleveld and Mark Thompson.
So you both mentioned casting the characters in your heads, and I'd love to expand on that a little bit if you don't mind. Can you tell me more about that in terms of, like, are you literally thinking, well, if this is, you know, this is a particular character who, say, doesn't exist in the movies or anywhere where they actually have, you know, literally spoken dialogue, are you thinking of, you know, say, Hollywood actors who might play these things and kind of patterning your performance on what that might sound like? Or if not that, how are you doing it? And Mark, I'll go with you first.
Yeah, no, I actually do that sometimes. Like I'll think of like actual actors. Cause like for me, if I have a specific person in mind, it helps me keep it consistent. So sometimes I will do that, but then sometimes I will like have like a person from my life or a person that I heard on the street in mind, or sometimes it's I'll do, you know, I'm doing, you know, this type of person, but I'm adding a little gravel to it, or I'm placing it in my head voice, or I'm adding a slight accent to it, you know, just to kind of differentiate a little bit more, or switch it up a little bit more. Cause there's so many people that speak in these things that you have to find different ways to make them distinct and different. So, so it's all kinds of different tricks, but that's definitely one of the things I tend to rely on.
And Saskia?
Yeah, same kind of thing. I mean, here we get a little lucky where so many of them are, characters that exist already. Yeah. And have, you know, but like in general, in so many books, it's like, oh, there's 10 brothers that all speak the same way.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, so now, great. How, like, I'm going to be doing all of them. And how do we, like, yeah, make it? Obviously, it's all going to sound roughly the same. Also, they're siblings, so they should sound the same. Let's be honest. Yeah. But you know, it's like, you want to find those little ways of, like, of even in anything where it's like you have characters of the same age and background, it's like you can find little ways of how do I just slightly tweak it so that it like has a different essence to it and a different like kind of sound, you know, people can get that it's different. And I think like Mark said, when you pick a person, either like someone that you know or a famous person, and it kind of helps like ground it when you feel like you're losing it. Similar, like it's the same sort of thing with accent, with like an accent that you're not super comfortable with. I feel like if you have, you know, it's what the Ben Affleck, park the car and have a yacht or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
when you have a line of in that accent that you can always go back to that, you know, is like,
yep,
it's just like, that is the essence. You get some good words in there that are all that like really like lock you in. it kind of then helps you like go and say other lines. So it can, that I think it's a similar thing with character voices where you're like, can kind of go back to like, this is, you know, Dustin Hoffman or whoever. And it kind of like just helps you lock in a little bit more to them, to their essence and what's coming out.
Excellent. Thank you so much for diving into that. I really appreciate it. You both, of course, play, you know, Han and Leia in their respective chapters, but you're also narrating for Han and Leia as you narrate Leia and Han, to be utterly confusing in the way I'm phrasing this. So Saskia, I'm going to ask you, what are a couple of things that you think are essential to a narrator's portrayal of Han's character? And Mark, I'm going to ask you for two or three things you think are essential to a narrator's portrayal of Leia. And Saskia, I'd love to start with you on that one.
So for me, I think that, first of all, I think it's important to, in general, when you're doing multicasts and doing like a, or like a dual narration like this, and you're doing a character that someone else is doing fully for their part, like in the rest of the book, mm-hmm. I think the first important thing is to like understand that you're not going to sound exactly like them, and that's okay. Because I feel like if you just try to imitate them, you get stuck in not actually giving an authentic performance. And what's on the page is giving you that character. So first of all, I like try to not psych myself out by being like, I got to sound exactly like Mark and, you know, get this perfectly right. And I mean, it's the same thing with when we're doing Leia and Han, you know, when I'm doing Leia, I cannot force myself to sound exactly like Carrie Fisher or I won't be giving a good performance. So that's the kind of what I do first is like, just like take that pressure off and trust that what is given to you in the dialogue that you're doing is going to kind of bring it out of you. I think that like facial stuff is, I found really important for when I was doing Han's lines. Like he's just so, like I find myself like rolling my eyes a lot and kind of like giving a lot of like physical stuff in the booth, which no one can see, but even that stuff does add, it like helps the attitude of the lines. So I would do a lot of that kind of thing. And it just kind of made me feel like it gave me that, like a lot of like kind of shoulder movements and face stuff. So that was like kind of I think that was for me the most important. It gave me the, like getting the attitude of Han, which is so specific and strong, was kind of my focus. And hopefully from there, awesome. It then kind of came out. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Thank you. I'm sorry, I did interrupt you at the end of that. I'm sorry.
Is that no, no, that's, you wanted to add? I was done. That's good. No. All
right. Mark, you and Leia.
Yeah, that's, I really love what Saskia said. Like, I think I fall prey to that trap of obsessing over trying to sound like them sometimes, and that's definitely something that Kevin has to like prod me and remind me of. And like, you know, he'll often say like, you know, it's not connected enough, like, you know, you're too focused on the voice, like make sure you're focused on what's happening in the scene. And you know, so that's definitely something I have to wrestle with. But I do think I try to, when I'm doing Leia, I try to lock into her, you know, definitely her confidence, I think is really important and essential to her character. And I love, especially in Carrie Fisher's performance of her, just her wit and her sarcasm. So I try to, that's definitely something I lean into and kind of, you know, use as a touchstone when I'm, you know, trying to do that. Cause I think that's part of the core of that character. So, and they're very fun to do together. I think they're mm-hmm. It's really fun to, you know, do some of those scenes and reminisce about their performances.
Oh yeah. And with them too, we also have the opportunity of knowing what happens eventually in their story, yeah, and the fact that they ultimately split under tragic circumstances. So I'm wondering if just your, you know, awareness of where their story ends up, like, did that factor into your performance or how you approached it at all? And Mark, I'll start with you on that one.
I mean, I was definitely thinking of it, and it was kind of like a bittersweet thing, like kind of seeing them get married. Cause I was like, you know, I want this to last. Like, I was like, even like some of the vows and stuff, I was like, oh, come on guys, you know, but then it, I think Beth did most of the work on that though. Cause I think like there's a, I forget the actual line or the actual chapter it's in, but there's like you can kind of see the car crash happening like pretty far back, because you can see like the tension of the duty that Leia feels and the obligation she feels to others, and then like you can see that like Han's uncertain if he can actually just settle down and be in one place, and like, you know, and like you can see like she kind of puts hints of that in the scenes, and there's a scene about like when she, I think it's when she steers away the water creatures and like kind of is maybe sort of using the force or something, and like that maybe Han's a little intimidated by this, and the Han's like a little scared, like he doesn't want to say it out loud, but like intimidated of the legacy of Vader and like her connection to that, and that maybe there's some uncertainty there. And so I think a lot of that was in the writing so I tried to honor that in the writing, but I think for me it was a little kind of like sad to kind of realize that, like, you know, I mean, it's beautiful that they have what they have in the moment, but then it's like, you know, you're like, oh no. So mm-hmm.
And Saskia, how about you?
Pretty similar. Although I also just like am not as well versed in all like everything that happens. Like I know that they're not together and you know all that stuff, but I'm not like I'm not as knowledgeable of the universe. So in a way that was good for me, because even though like I know that they don't last, I don't know all the details, and it was kind of good not to know that, because it allowed me to just go with what they were experiencing at that moment and not give away anything in like of my feeling about it. Does that make any sense? Like,
yeah,
I feel this way a lot when I do like mysteries or stuff, where sometimes you can risk, because you know too much as the narrator, it's like you want to make sure that you're not being like, well, I know this guy's a jerk, so I'm going to make him a jerk, even though it's not actually in the, you know, even though it's not like, it shouldn't be like that. So it was kind of lent on that, which was like, right now they love each other and getting married, and again, like Mark said, that in the text there was enough of the hints at like, you know, what was to come, and that they weren't necessarily the best fit. I think that's clear. So yeah, I thought about it occasionally, but I was able to kind of put it out of my mind mostly.
I love it, and I love all of your answers to these questions, like just hearing your process and how deeply you've thought about these characters, like the passion that you bring to it is just really spectacular. I'm so grateful for the time that you've taken out of your day to, you know, share your process and your insights into this. Saskia, for anybody who wants to keep up with what you're doing, whether it's Star Wars or other projects, where should people stay in touch with you?
So I would say I'm like pretty bad at social media, which is crazy in this day and age, I guess, but I keep telling myself I'll get better at it all when I don't have kids that are babies. Right, Mark? Is that how it works?
I guess so, but then they invent new social media platforms after that, and then you're...
Yes, I know. I'm like, I thought I knew. I was one of the first people on Facebook.
Like, my Facebook page is awesome. Yeah.
But, okay.
But yeah, all the other stuff is like, wait, what?
Yeah, like what? So I guess the Twitter is something that I will see that there's an alert and I can look at it and I know how to see that someone wrote to me. So Twitter is like a good place to just to you can put my handle is at Saskia Audio. I see that people, you know, tag me in things, and that's great. My Facebook and my Instagram, I don't use a lot, and they're like more personal, so it's not that fun. And then always like audible.com or any of the other audiobook sites, I'm typing my name and everything will come up, and you can kind of see what's there and keep up with what's coming out.
Got it. And Mark, for you?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook as myself, just Mark Thompson with a Mark with a C. And then on Twitter, I'm Captain Ehud. And on Instagram, I'm Captain Ehud.
Got it. And I will link to all of those in the show notes for this episode as well. Saskia Marleveld, Mark Thompson, thank you again so much for your time and for talking with me. I've really enjoyed this conversation. I very much appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. This is great.
And there you go. That wraps up my conversation with Saskia Marleveld and Mark Thompson, the narrators of the Leia and Han chapters of The Princess and the Scoundrel, and of course the joint narrators of that fun last chapter as well. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. So it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.